Hey, I want to talk a little bit on giving. And then I want to talk about giving some more. And let me just clarify this so we know what it is we're giving. And we know to what we're giving. And what we're giving is the spirit that we are. But guess what? That spirit is in all things. Spirit's in you, it's in me, it's in all souls, and it's the spirit of the Lord God. Okay? And we give of that. And how do we give of that? Real simple. Okay? We need to make an inner decision. What's the inner decision? The inner decision is that, hey, yeah, I'm in this human form, I'm in this body. I have things that come with it. I have things like fear, pain, doubt, worry, anxiety, separation. And I have all sorts of thoughts too. But I'm more than my thoughts. I'm more than my feelings. I'm more than my fears. I'm more than all that that exists along what we call the negative polarity. And I'm going to decide to go with the more than all that. See? And it's interesting to me because a lot of us wait until we've cleared all that negative junk before we're willing to start giving. In other words, we have to be purified before we can be pure. Well, that's not how it works. Okay? We have these two poles in us, negative pole, positive pole. The negative, not that it's bad, but we have emotions and thoughts and imagination and the products thereof. And we have, along the positive polarity, the spirit we are. And this is the duality. And the duality, the tension between the two poles, gives us life, gives us manifested life. We got this thing called life. You know, such a life, but it's manifested. And why is it set up that way? Well, real simple. So you can have the choice. Where are you going to place your focus? Okay? Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that what I just spoke and what I just said isn't true. Okay, because the only reality is the unipolar existence or God. Okay? But here we do have this illusionary field, and that's the structure of the illusionary field. This is it. And it serves a purpose. What's the purpose? So that we constantly, constantly, constantly choose into the light that we are. Okay? Now, it's not about wondering, well, who's making the choice, etc., etc., because ultimately none of that stuff matters. Because ultimately the game's rigged. Ultimately, we're all going to go on home to God and finish on up sooner or later. Okay? But we have to constantly, constantly choose into it. Okay, and God gave us this life to know Him. And the giving has to do with deciding to let go of identifying with the fear, with the pain, with the hurt, and giving to the spirit that you are. And what are you giving? But you're giving the spirit that you are. So to God goes God, because all things are God. You see? And it's not like all this stuff, you know, this hurt, this pain, this whatever, isn't of God and it's terrible and let's pretend it either doesn't exist or let's stamp it out, etc. That's not it. God gave it to us for good reason. You know, we don't get our karma just to have the karma, just because it serves no purpose. It serves a real good purpose. And that is for our learning and our growth. And in giving, what do we decide to do? But we decide to somehow, even if we don't know quite how, we decide to go with that inner sense that we're more than all that negativity. See? And I watch so many people, particularly when it's concerned with the things of the spirit, they hit upon fear. And instead of saying, hey, I'm afraid, or acknowledging it, they'll push it away. They'll push the thing of spirit away, or the things of spirit away. And I think that's real interesting. Because how come they don't do that when they're trying to cross the street in a crowded city? I'm sure there's some fear. How come they don't do that when they're driving their car? How come they don't do it a lot of times when they have fear? How come they can make a choice that the purpose or the goal of crossing the street or driving the car and getting to where they're going is more important than the fear? But when it comes to the spirit or giving up negativity, they don't decide that. They decide to go with the fear. See? And I think it's real important to keep going, okay, what do I want to give here? Do I want to give myself the fear, the negativity, or do I want to give myself the solution? And what's the solution? But the solution, or the solutio, if you want to call it, the divine solution, the waters of life, is really the sound current, or the Holy Spirit. And if you're walking the path of soul transcendence, you always have access to it if you took initiation. And if you haven't, well, that's okay too. You won't finish up as a soul, but you have in this lifetime. You won't have that opportunity, but you will sooner or later. But you still have the opportunity to drop the negativity and be present with the spirit inside of you, even if you don't know what's going to take the place. See, so the giving here is a lot of inner giving. It's a lot of inner giving, see? And I also noticed that when people give into the world, they give from a place either of doing good works. You know, I'll do good works and it'll be noted. God will note it, and guess what? I'll get 50,000 bonus points, and whoopsie, I'll springboard into heaven. Doesn't work that way. Okay, I know that's the great in Christianity. That's the great Christian ideal, one of them anyway. You do good works. Okay, but that's really not how it works. How it works is that we are spirit and we're filled with the spirit and we give of our overflow. But we can't give of our overflow if we're living in negativity, fear, and pain, because guess what? If you decide to have that rule your universe, then the spiritual law follows of, okay, that's what you're going to learn from. You're creating false idols. Okay, you can worship the fear, you can worship the pain. You've made that more important than God. Fine, that becomes your God. You get to have that. See? And the spirit stands back, as it were, and lets you learn from that. But it's always there for you to choose into. And it's like it's in the background, in the back of our consciousness, kind of like wave, hey, hello, I'm here. Pay attention. Lots of times, sometimes we'll get struck by lightning, as it were, have a thunderbolt. Or things get so miserable along the negative polarity that you go, gee, God, I can't take it anymore. Help me. And lots of times, that's what's needed for the consciousness to go into a place of being with the spirit. You see? But if we can choose to give ourselves the spirit all the time, then we're home free. no pun intended, but we're home free, you know? And I watch so many people do their funny little stuff with money. There's not enough. Let me hold on. You see, I have... Oh, let me see if I have enough for lunch. If I have enough for dinner. Or if I... Oh. And they're holding on and they're tight and they're tight and they're tight. And they're contracted. And at the same time, they expect God to help them out. But if you're contracted, how can He? You haven't made yourself big enough for the spirit you are, you see? So giving has a lot to do with being big enough to allow the spirit inside of you to be, because that's pretty big. And so many of us, we think small, we feel small, we limit ourselves, you see? And we're not giving. And if you're walking the path of soul transcendence and you are following the spiritual progression and you sit down and do what people label as meditation, you're giving to God, you see, formally. But we can do that all the time. And when an individual, regardless of whether that soul is on this path or not, says, okay, I don't know what it's going to be like for me to let go of this fear. Or at least I can have this fear, but I'm going to choose not to be governed by it. I'm going to choose into the spirit I am, and I'm going to disidentify with it. Even though you don't know what's going to take its place, then guess what? You've struck a real positive blow for yourself. You've given to yourself. And guess what? You've given to the world. How have you given to the world? Real simple. Okay? That as you identify less and less with that stuff along the negative polarity, the fear, the hurt, the pain, the karmic patterns that you have, the reincarnational patterns that you have, and we all have them, you wouldn't be here. You know? But as you identify less with that, then it makes it easier for other souls to disidentify with all that stuff. Because there's less weight, as it were, behind the negative pole. Or, what I like to say, when a soul goes to God, that soul helps itself, of course, but it helps all souls in all of creation to do the same. It makes it easier. See? And there's a funny thing about giving, and that is that it's being selfish in the best sense. Selfish of you're giving to yourself the divine self, and from that self you're proceeding. See? And the best thing anybody can do is do the spiritual progression. Because that enables all souls to do it easier. It frees up all souls. There's less weight behind souls hanging on to the karmic fields here. You know, it's kind of like, let's just say there's a big pile. Okay? And you're on the bottom of the pile. Okay? And this pile on top of you weighs 5 tons. That's 5 tons of people. Okay? Now, a soul isn't a person. I admit that, but for the sake of this example, let me use that weight. Okay? One person, okay, as it were, because the soul that's in that person has freed itself and completed its journeys here and goes home to God. Okay? So that's 200 pounds less, let's say. Then another soul, and that body that it was using, 150 pounds, okay? And then the soul that's in Melissa weighs, the body weighs 50 pounds, okay? Well, everybody's looking at Melissa. Does she really weigh so little? God, what's her secret? Okay. So that's 400 pounds. That's less weight on top of you. You understand? So it makes it easier for that body, for that person who's on the bottom, to lift because there's less pressing against it, you see? So the more we choose to focus into the spirit, the more we choose away from karma, the weight of the karma that presses against the planet that the soul encounters here is less. See? Best thing we can do for the world is, guess what? Leave. Get out of here. They was looking at me like, what is this boy talking about? You know? I'm a nice guy. Yeah, Edward, I love seeing you. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about the soul completing its karmic rounds here. And so there's no need to reincarnate. And as there's less of these reincarnational patterns around, guess what? It becomes easier for other souls to do that. There's like a snowballing effect. I'm also fascinated by how people give or don't give money. You know? A lot of people give money, everybody has to know. A lot of people think it's the amount. A lot of people are always trying to impress. Okay, so but when you give, regardless of if it's money, if it's love, if it's your attention, give simply neutrally. Give for the joy of it. You know, and I can still picture, I don't have to mention anybody's name, but last week moving into the new home center, or 2 weeks ago, my wife and I had brought some stuff from a store. We took a cab and we told the person we were coming. And this person went down on the street to meet us, to make it easier for us, to help us. And there was so much love and joy that it didn't bother me at all that he was standing on the corner and the cab pulled up to the entrance of the building, which is in the middle of the street, and we missed each other. And I went upstairs to the new home center and there was no one there. Okay, and I had to go down, but there he was with this love. That was giving. You know, and I saw somebody say, hey, can I get some change for the meters for the car? And this person just said, yeah, hey, here it is. And there was just such love there and such caring without any thought of compensation, without any thought of getting back, just to give, just to give. Hey, because that's the spirit that we are, see? And it all comes down to that. When we know we are spirit, then we give. Because there's no lack and there's no limitation. Okay? And I'm not talking about giving and enabling in this to people who really, really are setting up a symbiotic kind of a situation. Or I'm not talking about giving lots and lots of money to people who don't want to pay you back, who you know may very well not. I'm not talking about those distorted kinds of situations. Okay? But I'm talking about giving from that place in you that is sacred and that is abundant and that is where God lives, you see? And I love spiritual mathematics and I love spiritual economics because they're based on something real simple. They're based on the truth, and the truth is spirit. And that is that if I give you something, then guess what? Spirit comes and fills, or and more than fills, that place that was occupied by what I'd given you. I can't lose. Or it's kind of like if you give love, guess what? You have more to give because it's been replaced by more than you've given, okay? But it's not giving to get or anything. It's giving from the acknowledgement of yourself as the spirit that you are. See? So giving is an affirmation of yourself. It's an acknowledgement of, hey, yeah, I'm more than this physical form. And I'm more than the limitation and the lack with it. Whether I give of my emotions, whether I give of my love, whether I give money, doesn't matter. It's all God, you see? And that's the fundamental thing that causes all the problems, that we've forgotten that we are spirit, that we are God, you see? Matter of fact, that's what causes the reincarnation and the re-embodiment, that we've forgotten. So we come here to remember, to become again a member of the body of God. This is crucial, you see? So in your daily life, and I'm talking about minute to minute, second by second, be honest with yourself. If you're coming from lack, fear, pain, and you're operating from that spot, take a moment and just say, whoa, what am I? Am I this fear? Am I this lack? Am I this limitation? Am I this pain? Not that I can't be going through it. Yeah, you can. Or am I the spirit that is under and through and over this? And then make your choice, see? And then after you've made that choice of giving to the spirit you are and giving the spirit that you are to the spirit you are, then guess what? Give it again and give some more. And give some more, and give some more. Because you're going to get yourself. You're going to get the spirit that you are. You know? So practice, practice giving. Practice identifying yourself as spirit. Okay? Even if you don't know what that means, even if you don't know what's going to take the place of all the negativity, so what? Okay? You don't have to know. All you have to know is that you are a spirit and exercise that choice. And that's a strengthener. And we strengthen that muscle. We strengthen that spiritual muscle. And we give. See? And I know I use the example quite often of when my wife asks me, do I want to take the garbage out? And I'll say, no, because I don't. And then I say, yeah, but I will. See? So I'm acknowledging that, yeah, I'm in this form, I have the nose, I don't want to do it, but I know I'm more than that, and I do it, okay? But not only do I do it, the action is complete, and that's it, and then I'm entirely present with spirit. So I don't hold the grudge against my wife who asked me to do it. I'm not angry that I did it. It's like, done, it's complete, next. And we stay present. We stay present. We stay present that way. See? And when we're present with God, really that's all we can do is give. And also let me say that the spirit inside of us, that's its nature. That's really its true nature, to give. Okay? The false self or the lower consciousness, all it wants to do is take, 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 take. See? And so people walk around and all they want to know is what they can get out of it. How does this benefit me? In whatever form it takes. Emotionally, status, financially, etc., etc. How does it benefit me? How does it benefit me? How does it benefit me? What do I get out of it? But the spirit inside of us works the other way. It's, what can I give? What can I give? Because that's the nature of the spirit. Okay? So God is always giving us. God is always sourcing us. So if we give, in plain English, what the hell do we have to lose? Well, I'll tell you, we have a lot to lose. We have our fears to lose, our pain to lose, our doubt to lose, and our false identification. Identifying with the lower self. Identifying with things along the negative pole. Okay? We all need to have proper identification. Remembering that we're spirit. Honoring that. Knowing that the spirit that's in you is in the next person, and is in the next person. And in reality, there's no such thing as one person and another person and another person. That's just an invention of the ego that serves the purpose of helping us eventually come into the oneness of the Holy Spirit or the sound current, whatever you want to call it. See? And we all live in the oneness of the Holy Spirit. We all live in the oneness of the Spirit we are. We all live in the oneness of the sound. Because we're with God, even while we're in the body, and we've forgotten that, okay? So I'm going to stop by asking you just to remember the simple fact that even though you're in the body, and even though you're in these material worlds, remember that you are God, and remember that you are with God. And from that spot, operate in this world. And approach giving from that spot. And if you are God, and if you are with God, then won't you give yourself the best? And that best is God. God giving to God. And it's really that simple. And if you want to complicate it, I'll tell you how. Give some more, and give some more. Okay, we'll stop with that. Yeah, I'll take two or three questions, and that'll be it. No, we can take the questions. Okay, I'm going to take two or three questions. So if anybody has a question.
I have a question. Can you hear?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a curiosity in terms of the distinction of when you're giving. Wait, let me rephrase this. When you said to give and press through the fear or press through the pain or press through, but there's also a distinction between giving where you know you're enabling somebody, and that would then restrict the learning for both people. So how do you know?
Okay, well, let me stop you, because none of what you're saying is so.
Okay,
I never said to press through the fear, press through the pain. I simply said choose to identify with the spirit you are, which is a way of being in grace rather than going through the pressing through kind of stuff, okay? The other thing is not giving to an enabler or not enabling one. You don't stop their learning by not giving to them. As a matter of fact, you help them get their learning.
I don't understand that. If you're saying to give to somebody who you know might not ever pay you back, or enable somebody who, let's say, is a user type, how is giving to them helping them grow?
Okay, well, I didn't say that at all, Ricky.
I thought you said if you don't give to somebody and you know you're never going to be paid back. You said there's a distinction between giving out of just the spirit of who you are.
Right.
And then giving when you kind of have a hunch something doesn't quite feel like.
Okay, if you know someone is simply using you, then it may not serve to go along with that.
Right, right.
Okay, but that person doesn't lose out on his lessons because he's not being given to. Okay, and also, if in terms of giving money to someone you know may never pay you back, that may be okay too. Unless this person has a tremendous karmic pattern of using, and it gets to be abusive, then you may want to draw the line. Okay. Is that helpful, Vicki?
Partially. I think we were on the same wavelength with when I said if you didn't feel the rightness to give because you felt the person, then you are helping them with a lesson by not giving.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing is when it feels moved by the Spirit, you just keep the outpouring of love continuing.
Well, yeah, and watch the expression of the love, because sometimes the expression of love may be to scream at the person that, even though that person has the light, there's a car coming.
Oh, right.
Okay, so watch the expression of it. And sometimes the expression may mean you don't give that person the money.
Okay.
And sometimes it may mean that you do.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me take one more. There seems to be a little interference. Is that correct, or?
There is a little.
Okay. Go ahead. One. Is there someone? Boy, it's all Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else want to ask a question? Okay. Barry, can you hear this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, because there's a whole bunch of Spanish coming through. Okay. Is Sergio giving a satsang down there?
No, maybe that's what the interference is. We don't hear anything here.
Okay.
You.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then. We can live with it. If everyone else is okay. All right. KP, good.
I just had a question about...
Speak up, please.
I just have a question about giving and being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of being generous with money, in terms of being generous with time, and also being responsible with a budget, whether mm-hmm. it be a time budget or a money budget, how does that work? Or could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm not sure what your question is.
My question is, if, I guess what I'm understanding is that living as the spirit we are, we mm-hmm. live in an unlimited reality,
mm-hmm.
which would mean that we just, you know, give love, give money, give of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's God's time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what if it seems like we're limited right now and we need to have a budget for money? Is there a conflict there?
Okay, the question was, is there a conflict between living unlimited, knowing your spirit, and budget? No. A is it can help you reach that point, okay? And also, it can help you allocate the resources too. But not watch the budget that it doesn't equate to lack or limitation. Okay, but what I'm hearing and what I generally see with people is when they get into a tizzy about how much they're giving, either time or emotionally or et cetera, unless there's an abusive pattern going on, a lot of times I see the, I call it the civil war or the internal struggle between the lower self that wants to take, and the spirit that they are. And that spirit that they are just wants to give, but the false self wants to just take, and wants to put a brake on it and worries about giving too much. Okay? And with a lot of people, it's simply a question of learning how to properly handle and be present with God. Because I've never really seen that people do too much. What I have seen is that people create that sense because they're very disorganized about it and they're spinning their wheels and going round and round and round and round. And that happens really because they're not present with God. But I've never seen anyone be present with God and overgive. So perhaps that'll help. Okay. I'll take one more question. Okay.
So what I'm hearing is that to really give is to to really give to yourself.
That's right.
To really give to yourself is to let go of negativity,
mm-hmm.
to let go, give over to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I right to assume that if indeed you do that, you will know what's right for you to give,
mm-hmm.
and in what fashion to give it. You'll know where you need to minister to yourself and where you need to minister to someone else. And really, it's all the same if you're listening to yourself and are choosing God.
Okay. The question was, the person said, what I'm hearing is that giving is really giving to yourself, giving to the spirit you are, by choosing to let go of negativity, etc., and that you will automatically learn or know how to give and what to give simply by staying present with the spirit or with God inside. Okay? And my answer to that is real simple. It's, yeah, that's exactly how it is. Okay? Let me put in perspective, like, probably once a day I take 2 to 5 minutes to just get quiet and ask the Lord God to send me a healing and a balancing on all levels. Okay? Now, I don't perceive it as, oh my gosh, I'm giving to myself and not to somebody else, or I'm not being the teacher or whatever I'm supposed to be, you know? All I perceive it as, okay, I'm just going to be with spirit this way, in this form, as opposed to in that form. But I don't have to worry or be concerned about the form. My only focus is on being with God, being with the spirit. The form, if I'm listening to myself, like you said, if I'm being present with God, I'll know what form is appropriate and not. Or not. Okay, so we don't have to worry so much about the form of giving. See, that's really crucial. Okay, but the hope, you know, the hope, don't worry so much about the outer thing of giving. Practice being present with God, giving to yourself, letting go of the negativity, disidentifying with that, or remembering that you are spirit, remembering that you're God. And that God is with us, and He's present and living within us, as us. And that's really all you have to do. Don't worry about the other stuff. Or, what I've been taught by the Spirit is love God, forget the rest. And the longer I live, the better I know that that advice is the best. Okay. All right, I'll take one more question. Any questions out from telephone land?
No.
No? Okay, well then let me say good night. So